This is your Paragon News update for August 6th, 2021. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Atha. An outstanding warrant for the arrest of an Elk City man was issued recently after being charged of distributing methamphetamine near a school. According to a probable cause affidavit, 36-year-old Sylvester Medina III was charged in Custer County late last month when, according to investigators, Medina allegedly sold 10.5 grams of methamphetamine to a confidential informant at a residence located near the Clinton High School. Court documents show Medina was contacted by the informant and arranged the exchange on September 12th of 2019. Medina received one felony count of distributing a controlled dangerous substance within 2,000 feet of a school, which, if convicted, is punishable by imprisonment for 4 years to life and a fine of up to $40,000. Medina also received one felony count of unlawful use of communication facility. As of press time, Medina has not been arrested. District 57 Representative Anthony Moore's interim study on illegal foreign land acquisition was approved last week by House Speaker Charles McCall and would take a closer look at who owns land and how it was obtained. Moore says based on the state's constitution, a person who is not a U.S. citizen cannot own land in Oklahoma, but says some are finding loopholes in the system.
We can all drive to a place and point and say this one's not owned by somebody who's a United States citizen. We can almost guarantee it. So it's an issue that we've got to do. But again, my concern is there are all sorts of fixes to this, but I want to find some that are actually legal, that are actually going to be able to withstand scrutiny of the Supreme Court and find ways to stop this once and for all and not stop it for a little bit and then it gets overturned in the court and then all of a sudden we put a Band-Aid on an open wound and it's not fixed. You know, right. Where they rip that Band-Aid off and here we go bleeding again.
Moore says alleged illegal land acquisition isn't just a concern in his district, as he's been contacted by concerned citizens and officials from throughout the state.
I want to hear from people across the state. I've gotten calls from county commissioners and individuals from Tulsa and Norman and every small town in between that are saying, hey, this is a problem. We want to know what we're going to do to fix it. So our goal in this interim study will be to hear from these people to start addressing those issues. That way, before session rolls around next year, we can say, okay, here's legislation that we're going to file that's going to help solve this.
Moore says the study will be looked at in mid-September. That's the first step in the process to which the study could become law next spring. As to how a proposed law will be worded still remains to be seen. Southwestern Oklahoma State University's annual organizational fair is planned for Thursday, August 26th on the Weatherford campus. University officials say area businesses, churches, student organizations, clubs, and others will have free booths from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. outside the Memorial Student Center. The popular organizational fair is held during Dog Days, which is a celebration to welcome Swalzoo students back to the campus. Swalzoo Dean of Students Joshua Ingalls said it is a great way for area groups and businesses to meet and visit with Swalzoo students. Booth reservation forms are due by August 18th and are available by emailing deanoffice@swalzoo.edu or picking up a form in the Dean of Students office in the Stafford Building. Because of the popularity of the event, businesses are encouraged to bring their own tables and chairs if possible. In case of inclement weather, the fair will be moved to be held inside the Pioneer Sailor Event Center. Recapping our top story, an Elk City man accused of selling meth near a school. Once again, your Paragon News update for August 6, 2021 was brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, he means it. He means what he says. He says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage. You don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way because a couple years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively, and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively and Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County. Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.